All right, hello, and welcome to Stasis Pod, the Transformers Cyberverse podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
And I'm David.
And today we are continuing our trip through the second season of Transformers Cyberverse. Up today, the 23rd and 24th episodes of the show, the 5th and 6th episodes of the second season.
We are getting to sell some toys soon.
Oh, we are selling some toys hardcore here. We're starting off with Trials. This first aired October 5th, 2019. Written by Peter DeChico. Also wrote episodes of the 2012 Ninja Turtles show.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently wrote that that mysterious My Nizha? Nizha?
Oh, Nizha?
Really?
Yes, that mysterious Transformers Nizha show that may or may not exist or come out.
I assume that was done, that was produced entirely in China, so
I think that came up once before, that it had, like English writers, but still, it's like, yeah. Weird.
So everybody's been looking for this Allspark, and we have finally found it. Both the Autobots and Decepticons have located it in Africa.
So they have been charting out the space bridges, or the ground bridges, by going through them, and they are apparently mysterious, and no one knows who made them, so I have decided that time travelers for Micronauts have made them.
Yes.
This is my headcanon. I want everything to be Micronauts now. 24/7 Micronauts. I was so sad when there were like the recent figure announcements from Super 7, and it was just like not the ones I wanted, even though I had no reason for it to be the ones I wanted. But it was a little heartbreaking. Anyway, I like that new Micronauts show.
So they've opened up some ground bridges to this African location. Prime and Megatron go through, and then nobody else can.
Shuts them down.
It is time for some mystical bullshit to occur. Because
presumably the Allspark made all these ground bridges, but
yes.
I'm still going to cling to my headcanon that Micronauts time travelers were involved in some way.
So they're in this cave. The Allspark is there. However, unfortunately for them, so is the Moon Cheetah. But he's not. He's not a Moon Cheetah. He's Moon Cheetor. And also, this is a very strange place for Cheetor to be.
Yeah,
I do appreciate though that even though in this he's being used as this like great mystical guardian of the Allspark, he's still dumb as a rock.
Yes.
Well,
like it has not made him smart. He is still an idiot.
It appears that he was alive a long time ago, and then he died, and then he was brought back.
Well, yeah, he was in the Allspark, and the Allspark used his spark to make a new body and just kicked him out and didn't explain anything to him. Just
like resurrected him as a guardian.
Cheetor just had to be like, I guess I'm the guardian now? Sure.
Meow.
I'll follow the Allspark around as it makes ground bridges. How was it doing that? Was it just floating? Was it a D20 floating around with a cheetah following it?
How is it floating in space like this?
I feel like this is Rhinox's territory.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, maybe it was an accident. Maybe it meant to resurrect Rhinox and it picked the wrong Maximal.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, being the Allspark Guardian has not made Cheetor any smarter. He's still an idiot.
It's kinda interesting that that's the thing. It's like just resurrected some random guy who takes it upon himself to be the guardian of the thing that resurrected him with no explanation. Sure. The Allspark just wanted a house cat.
Yes.
I mean, fair.
So, you know, Prime says, well, I only want it for good reasons. Megatron wants it for bad reasons. And Megatron's like, no, I'm the one who wants it for good stuff. He's the one who's the bad guy. And so she's all like, okay, so, you know, we've got to hold a trial. It's time for the dating game.
Well, he calls it the trials, which yes. does make it sound like it's going to be, like, oh. I don't know, combat or something. Right, but yes, that's yes. not what it is at first.
Episode title, Trials, emoji, crossed swords.
Oh-ho.
It does indeed turn into the dating game. And, or sorry, the newlywed game.
The newlywed game. They're trying to think, what do you know about your partner who's your eternal rival?
So I guess here we are not in a continuity where Optimus and Megatron were besties before the war.
But they do seem to, like, they bring up the, Optimus was a fire cleric, Megatron was a gladiator, you sort of knew each other in the past. Vaguely, anyway.
Sadly, he does not get to the question where he asks them what the strangest place they've ever met Whoopi was.
In the butt.
I'm sorry, you said the strangest. So, okay. So the newlywed game, it's not working out. It's just going to have to fight each other.
It's not going to be a test of friendship this time. It's not going to be determined by who was the better friend to the other, which I do have a lot of questions about why it started that way.
Yes. Well, it ended the way that it always had to, with selling some toys.
Yes.
Yes.
It is time to sell some toys.
Because look out, that jet is going to crash into that Optimus Prime.
Jet formation. Jet transformation.
So yeah, there's a jet that merges with Prime, and a helicopter that merges with...
Cheetor goes through the ground bridge and just drags these military vehicles back through with him.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah. Here you go! And they're like,
what am I supposed to do with this?
And then Cheetor has to show them what they're supposed to do with these random military vehicles.
Spark armor. There were a bunch of these that were indeed toys. I think, sadly, I don't think we ever got to see the thing on the cartoon where Grimlock combines with like a garbage truck.
Yeah, oh. And there were some that were just like delightfully out of scale. Like I think Cheetor came with like a battleship.
Yes.
Yes. Oh yeah, that's. I knew I had one. I have Cheetor in the battleship.
I think Optimus.
That's crazy.
Optimus came with the Ark. Which is like, I mean, you could just pilot the Ark. You could just like be on the bridge, and that's basically like wearing it as armor, but okay. Mm. They were wildly out of scale, and it was amusing.
Yes. Anyway, so they have what is a reasonably cool fight in these, making sure to show off all of their action features.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Slipstream is trying to find out where her goddamn staff has gone. Why has everybody called in sick?
Because, yeah, all the Seekers are just gone. They're just not there.
Just all called in sick.
Yep.
So they're just in the desert. And they just left all their trackers, like, in a pile.
Which, you know, seems pretty intentional. She's like, I'll just find them with their trackers. And she gets there, and they're just sitting on the ground or under a rock. It's like, they're up to something.
So while this is all going on, while this Prime Megatron fight is happening, Starscream just pops in, still alive, and just yoinks the Allspark.
Just takes it. Just like, see you guys.
Yeah, Megatron.
Suckers.
And Optimus Prime's all, Megatron, how dare you? And Megatron's all, yes, how dare me?
Yeah.
This thing that I actually planned all along. Wahaha. so finally finds these sneakers. They're back in that missile silo.
They were not actually planning a surprise party for her, much to my disappointment.
Indeed, it turns out that they have been loyal to Starscream all along. Up with him, up with this evil plan, whatever he's up to. So Prime comes back and he's like, well, good news and bad news. Bad news, the Allspark in the hands of villain Starscream. But on the bright side, it brought us back a Moochie.
We got this new cat.
And for Bumblebee, that's yes.
Bumblebee and Hot Rod are... They identify a kindred soul here. They are all ready to go just be the dumbest boys together.
Because Cheetor's goal is he wants to be friends with everyone.
Yes.
Which is cute. Hello, future friends.
All right, so that is it for Trials. That now brings us to Dark Birth.
I dread what emojis were attached to that episode title.
Wait, what was the Dark Birth? Oh,
it's like a little devil, like a little smiling devil guy.
Oh, okay. I guess that's fair.
It is not, sadly, the Mpreg emoji.
Is there... I guess there probably is one.
There at least is on Discord.
I mean, there's... I guess there's a difference between an Mpreg emoji and a pregnant emoji that is meant to be inclusive to trans and non-binary AFAB people, yeah, but...
There's pregnant man, pregnant woman, pregnant person.
I feel like then we're going to, like, I don't know, the difference between trans women and futo whatever it's called.
Yeah, I feel like for to truly capture the spirit of Mpreg would have to be pregnant Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, sadly, we have no pregnant Scorponok emoji.
There is a distinction between inclusivity and weird internet fetishes.
Ooh. It involves Sonic the Hedgehog. It's a weird one.
Yep.
Anyway, so this brings us to Dark Birth, written by Randolph Hurd, frequent Cyberverse writer. Last scene, just a couple episodes ago, right in Sea of Tranquility.
Okay.
So, previously on Cyberverse, Starscream was dead, but then he wasn't actually dead.
For reasons. I felt like this flashback to him being dumped out of the ship needed some Linkin Park.
I mean, he does indeed bridge a new divide by following through this open ground bridge behind Cheetor, thus leading him to this Allspark.
Yes. What I've done.
Because this is indeed what he's done. And then I guess the energy from the Allspark is iridescent.
Also, does this mean that Starscream is also a dumb boy?
I'm going to say yes.
I mean, I do feel like Starscream is kind of Transformers' original twink, so yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is a twink also dumb? Can you not have a smart twink?
Yeah, they're usually...
I suppose intelligence isn't, like, a normal determinator of a twink.
It is kind of the, like... I don't know, like himbo adjacent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a prettier himbo. Like a himbo is just a twink with muscles.
Hmm. Well, himbo is definitely stupid.
Yes.
Twink is probably stupid.
Also, a himbo can be straight, but a twink is implied to be gay.
Yeah, like Johnny Bravo.
Yes, exactly.
That's a himbo.
Yeah. But generally, twink is used in sort of an airheaded kind of... an implication of airheadedness.
Well, Megatron does indeed want that twink obliterated.
Yes.
Yes, he does. As usual.
Yeah, so you know, Cheetor's sort of explaining his whole deal to everybody and that how he once saw Bumblebee and Windblade in the desert. I guess during season one...
Yeah. It does feel like he's flashing back to like, oh, that's what happened the first episode, and I've been watching you ever since.
Which is not creepy at all.
He's a moon cat, it's fine.
Just on the moon, watching you.
Since the Decepticons now have both the Allspark and Vector Sigma, they could then use the Allspark to create like an army of, whatever.
Hmm.
So that's bad. Of course, the Decepticons don't have either of those. It's in fact Starscream who has them.
Which is even worse, potentially.
Starscream has gone super crazy. He believes that he came back, he died and came back to life.
Hmm.
Like a robot Jesus.
Yes, doesn't he call him like something like the Terminator or something? Or when somebody does that? Or I have a note, Starscream the Terminator for some reason.
He says, I'll be back.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Oh.
Or I'm back.
Yeah, he thinks he is the Mecha Messiah here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's going to...
is an interesting way for Starscream to go, like, become obsessed and religious.
Yes. Oh, man, it should have been, like, sort of the cape and crown he has in the movie, but it's like a Pope hat.
Yeah, Pope hat and robes.
Yes!
Like, the Seekers are his cult.
Or his cardinals.
Also, Cheetor is trying to explain the Allspark, and he's just like, oh, it's like the Allspark, and Grimlock in robot mode says, it would be very similar to itself, I imagine, in a very just sort of non-critical way.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
That is a boulder the size of a small boulder.
Yes. But yes, we are establishing that here in this setting, we are mashing up all of the pre-existing Transformers origin stuff by saying that Vector Sigma can program the Allspark. Sure.
Yes.
Fair.
I think that maybe comes up in Beast Machines. I kind of lost track of what they were doing there.
Yeah.
Well, they mass-produced the key to Vector Sigma and used it as a weapon.
Well, that was just to use it to... things. Mechanica, to cyber form things.
What else? The Oracle was Vector Sigma or something.
And the Oracle was lying for some reason.
Anyway.
Beast Machines was interesting.
I love a good, unreliable Oracle.
Hmm.
And so Slipstream's all, so everything that he's saying sounds crazy, right? Is anybody else? No. Everybody is super into it. And Starscream's
all
like,
the other Seekers are on board.
So, hey, you guys want to be proven a robot Jesus? Because, look, I'm going to turn this, like, piece of construction equipment into a new toy.
Also, he's making it clear that he's just gonna kill everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, he's saying that he's going to bring about peace by making... he's basically gone full Beast Machines Megatron.
Yes.
While
Beast
through
tyranny! Talking about Beast
Yay!
Machines.
I mean, it's till all are one.
Yes. Till all are one in the Allspark because I killed them.
Yes.
All the other Seekers are like, sure, we will listen to whatever Starscream says, because suckers, I guess.
I'm very interested in your death cult, and would like to review some of your literature.
Yes.
It is weird how...
Meanwhile, on the Autobot side, we now have a show that has Bumblebee, Hot Rod, and Cheetor in it, which is some kind of critical mass, and you can't just do that.
The Himbo Trinity, we need to bring in, like, Hotshot.
Yeah, we need Hotshot.
Oh,
and...
yeah, all four... No, Hotshot, like, that would implode the universe. All four of them were together.
It's just too dumb. Himbo singularity.
Did the Decepticons win immediately when the four of them had to figure out how to use, like, a doorknob? Okay, the door says push out of it. What if that's a trap?
They're just all, like, looking really serious and thoughtful about this. You can't just put three... You can only have one of those characters at a time.
You only just have one. Occasionally you can have
works.
Two as a crossover, but three together is so
that's
many.
Right out.
Yeah.
So as we end up with a big Autobot-Decepticon battle here, because they arrive at the Nemesis thinking that the Allspark is aboard the Nemesis, and Shockwave still can't find Vector Sigma.
He doesn't know where he put it.
So, and Prime does indeed send his three slowest warriors to find the Allspark here.
His three dumbest boys.
And Cheetor believes that that God has now rejected him for his foolishness.
Yes.
And we get a little clobber and lockdown here. And as the storm is unable to, not having a good time trying to work with Vector Sigma here.
Yeah. Notably, Acid Storm is presenting female today.
Well, I mean, of course, it is the LGBTQ plus member of the Seekers who is the one who's good with computers.
Of course, that's how it works.
Of course they're in STEM. Duh.
Yes.
They may or may not also have a fursona.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Yeah. Hmm. Most likely. Anyway, it is weird that Starscream has turned himself into a Constructicon.
Yes.
The armor kind of looks neat. I like the antennas. It's not quite a crown, but sort of works. It's a shame the toy doesn't quite look as cool.
No. I mean, that's true of most of the Cyberverse toys, to be honest.
Well, yeah.
They have a certain veneer of crumminess.
Also, Starscream whips out a well-known quote.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because Acid Storm needs more time, and Starscream points out that time is the fire in which we all burn.
Which, like, my brain just, like, kind of locked up and had to pause it as I sat there asking, did Starscream just quote Star Trek? What are the Star Trek movies? What?
Yes.
That is actually a quote from a real poem.
I know. Granted, like, I assumed it was a quote from something else.
But
everyone knows it from Star Trek.
Yes.
From Malcolm McDowell's character in Star Trek Generations.
That's right.
Who I definitely had an action figure of.
Which just makes me think, damn, Malcolm McDowell voicing Starscream would be great casting.
Ooh.
But, does he still act? Or is he dead?
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
Okay.
He's still cosplay and stuff.
Okay.
I was once outside of a convention center and heard him talking on the phone with somebody. And I'm not sure if he was angry or if he was just Malcolm McDowell.
Sounds like that all the time anyway.
Anyway, back on the Nemesis, there's fight, 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 until the cat meows very loud.
Windblade is chasing Laserbeak, which is...
Yes.
Glad to see some Laserbeak.
I guess I was looking down writing notes. I didn't even see Laserbeak.
Yes.
It's a blinking, you miss it kind of cameo.
Oh.
Yeah.
But then Cheetor finally says, hey, listen, the Allspark's not here. We're fighting over nothing.
Hmm.
And Megatron's all like, yeah, he kind of stole it from me.
Cheetor made me think of the bit from the opening little animation for Mega Man 8, where in the English dub he says, Bass, why must we fight? We are not enemies. His name is Bass, but they did not communicate that properly to the dub, to the localization people. They call him Bass. But it's very, Cheetor shows up with very much that why must we fight? We are not enemies energy. But
the base name has always been, like if you see it out of context, you might assume it's Bass. Fine. Until you realize, oh, he has a dog named Treble.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know why you would assume his name is Bass. Like the fish?
Yes. Like the fish. I have to look up that video, but that's just the way Cheetor just shows up and demands that everyone start or stop fighting has that same kind of thing.
If you're paying attention to rock and roll, yeah, it would of course be bass, but it's just bass isn't really that good of a name for a robot either.
This is the same company that gave us... This is the same series that gave us a Game Boy game where the opening text crawl mentioned a secret Reploid lavatory. So, their localization was not great.
Yeah.
Oh, and you bust into that, like, last level and it's just Dr. Wily on the can.
Yes.
Except I guess it would, like, spread rockets and, like, fly around. And all the time he's just like reading a copy of the New Yorker.
Yeah. So yes, Cheetor shows up.
Yes. And so Megatron's like, oh, well, you know, we're totally hosed now. Cut to this death cult. And Acid Storm finally hacks the Gibson of Vector Sigma. And Vector Sigma does a thing. Oh, the Allspark does a thing. And then this produces scraplets.
What? Why?
Sure. Because some scraplets. Well,
I mean, I guess it's kind of like the biblical thing where I'm, you know, I'm creating like a plague.
Yeah. I mean, sort of it makes sense because he wants to kill everyone else, but it's still weird.
I mean, it is a good thing to create when you want to kill a bunch of Transformers. So.
Yeah. And he calls them his children, and it's just weird.
That is a little creepy. It'll get creepier. Yeah. Spoilers.
Oh.
And that is the end of the episode. Spooky ooky.
Yeah, we are definitely selling some toys now.
Oh yeah, because they also made the scraplet. I get, was it a wind up thing or something?
Oh, I have one of them. Yes, I think they did something odd. I had like some kind of mechanism. Where the hell? The problem is I have a bunch of scraplets. I can't remember which is the right one.
Which is the one from this specifically?
Oh yeah, they do. They got like a little motorized mouth thingy. Well, it's not motorized. It's like you click
chomp,
a
chomp, chomp, thing. Chomp, oh, chomp.
I think, yeah, there they are. I have them behind the shark to come. And there's dust. Yeah, they can stand up on their hind legs and they open their little mouth. And when you open the mouth, there's rotor blades spin inside their mouth.
And there's toys. And you got to sell the toys. Oh, sell those toys.
In dust. It's very cute. I would recommend getting at least one if you can find it for a reasonable price. They're scout-sized little thingies.
Yeah, I don't know what that stuff goes for these days. I mean, they're army builders, so that always makes things worse.
The question is, how many people are going to be keeping their entire army? They might be selling some of them off.
That's fair.
It is really cute, though, but... Dang it, now I want to play with it all day.
All right, and that is it for us for this week. I'll be back next week, of course, with more Cyberverse action, or possibly more Gundam action, depending on what our scheduling is looking like.
Or, oh, yeah, we got to do a Gundam. I forgot about that.
We do have some Gundam getting queued up.
That's right.
G-queued up.
Yeah, we should have been recording that this time. Damn it, I forgot. Okay. at some time in November, we're going to have a Gundam episode. And
yes.
And there's a filler episode, but whatever.
We will indeed make Gundam happen.
Yeah. Good. Hey, Gundam could have been out the week before this, depending upon how we get back to schedule it. Well, we won't be able to record for the next 2 weeks, I think, which is why we're doing this one.
Yeah. All right. But, of course, next time we will be engaged in some parlay and then meeting with, unfortunately, Starscream's children.
Yeah, I guess we're back to that Empreg thing.
Of course, you can tell we're all over the blue sky. We are on Mastodon, and we have a Patreon.
Yes, we are hosted on iaconunderground.net, where we have a Patreon set up to help with hosting and other expenses at patreon.com/iaconunderground. For as little as $1 a month, you can get access to our special monthly episodes that we do just for the Patreon. We always do something super fun every month. For October, for Halloween, we'd like to get spooky. And we did there are reasons for it, but it definitely seems weird and random on the surface. 1980 anime adaptation of Marvel's Tomb of Dracula.
It's Halloween. It was for Halloween. It was fine.
Well, it wasn't for Halloween in 1980. I mean, I guess it might have been for Halloween.
Well, no. I mean, why it was made in the first place is confusing. Why we did it makes sense.
Why we did it is obvious. Why it exists is a little more...
I tried to look up, like... Oh, That's an alarm to watch Monster, though. I tried to look up, like, why it was made in the first place specifically. There's got to be an article somewhere. But I couldn't find, like, the nitty-gritty of why they picked that to make.
What business deal specifically?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they just wanted to do some Dracula. But it is a wild ride as an hour-and-a-half adaptation of a 70-issue comic series. It has a lot of twists and turns and, like, sudden retcons an hour in. And it was real interesting. And you can find it on YouTube if you want to watch it first. For November, we are still having a staring contest over whether we're going to be doing Superman or Fantastic Four First Steps. I assume whichever one we don't do, we'll probably do, like, in January, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
We don't have anything else going on in January that I'm aware of.
Yeah. January. I made bad news for you.
February.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, no.
Does something else come out, or just the fact that my birthday...
January is when Wonder Man's coming out, and I've got a Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes episode lined up for it.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Oh, no.
But I'm not sure if it's, like, early... But no, that's actually a good show.
Oh, okay.
No, it's... this time, my mercurial nature has conspired to inflict upon you something that I enjoy, as opposed to something that compels me to share my pain with all of you.
Yeah, but when in February, or when in January does that show come out? Maybe we'll just pencil it in for February.
It's possible.
We will not be asked at any point in the form of a hip-hop song, what time is it? To which the answer is, it's clobbering time.
In fact, it's late January, so we could probably do that for February.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that sounds good, because we definitely want to get both of those movies in so we can talk about Superman, and then also I can talk about the physical limitations of CRT displays.
Also, believe it or not, Superman and Wonder Man have an actor in common.
Oh,
yes, they do.
Yes,
I remember I remember seeing him in the trailer. It's like, wait, what are you doing here?
Weird European dictator guy.
Yeah. Huh.
So yeah, we will have, I'm sure, a lot of fun talking about whichever of those movies we do for November, and then we'll have some. We haven't picked out a Christmas special for Christmas yet, but oh my god, there's such a treasure trove. And I know a lot of them.
I think we have picked out a Christmas special for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, which one? That's right!
Oh, right!
We're doing a very Micronauts it's Christmas.
For me! Yes. A present special for me! This is what happens when I get towards the end of recording and my brain has just gone to mush.
All right, that's been all
weekend. But yes, we did, 'cause there's so many Christmas episodes, but this is special. This is a special good one. Like I said, when we did the two Micronauts episodes before, they're like characters who are not fully baked yet by the end of the first two episodes who we will see properly in action in the Christmas episode. So that will be exciting. Watch it. It's on YouTube. The other channel is still up. I have conspiracy theories about that, but the other channel is still up. So yeah, that is patreon.com/IaconUnderground.
All right. So until next time, when we will either re-enter the cyberverse or head back to the outer space colonies for more G-Quax.
The outer space.
I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
No, I'm David. You can apparently find a scraplet on eBay for somewhere between $10 and $30.
That's not terrible.
Well, considering it's a scout, it sort of is.
I mean, yeah, but not that terrible.
Not bad.
You should see how much the good fix it goes for.
Good fix it. Wait, what good fix it are we talking about? There's a difference?
Nope. One was bigger, but the smaller one had, like, a better expression.
Oh, fix. Sorry, my brain was thinking of G1 fix it, not fix it, fix it.
How is anyone but me ever thinking of G1 fix it? Whereas I am always thinking of G1 fix it.
Well, because robots in disguise, and my brain goes to the first robots in disguise, and then I was thinking fix it, so my wires were crossed. I wasn't thinking fix it that's in the series Robots in Disguise. I was like, wait, what?
Also, I'm still recording. I should stop.
Oh, yeah, I need to do that.